And so we have entered into Holy Week. We enter into Holy Week on this Sunday, known as Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion. And let's be honest, it's kind of a strange Sunday, isn't it? There's a reason for this strangeness. It actually once was two separate Sundays. There was Palm Sunday and then the Sunday on which the Passion was read. Now we get all of that in one Sunday, and the distinction is made by starting in one place and going to another and having the presider become a quick change artist, going from joyful vestments to the vestments of martyrdom. A lot is happening here, and it is hard to make sense of how all this takes place within one Eucharist. Here's a way I have of explaining it that I don't mean any disrespect to liturgy, but when I go to the movies, I love watching the trailers. Sometimes I wish that it was just trailers and no movie, all right? Think of this Sunday, Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion, as the trailer for coming attractions this week, all right? But if you're from Georgetown University and find that below you, think of it as the abstract for the paper that will be presented this week. So what we've got today is the entry into Jerusalem and then the crucifixion and death of Jesus. In a sense, the two bookends of this week, of course, leading us up to next week, which is Easter. So this week is the most important week in the life of the church. Liturgically, it's the richest week in the life of the church. Here's what I'd like you to do. Take out your bulletin, turn to page 4. You all read it during the homily anyway. Come on, get them out. Get them out. Turn to page 4. And I want to walk you through what is happening this week, what opportunities there are for you. Starting on Wednesday. On Wednesday, from 7 to 8:30 here in the church, parish reconciliation service, starting with the liturgy of the word, and then there will be priests available for individual confessions. That's Wednesday. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, the chief liturgies on those days are the ones in the evening. On Holy Thursday, at 8 o'clock here in the church, the evening Mass of the Lord's Supper. That's preceded earlier in the day by morning prayer here in the church. On Good Friday, again at 8 o'clock in the evening, the commemoration of the Lord's Passion here in the church. There are a number of other things also happening on Good Friday. Morning prayer again here in the church at 8 o'clock, an ecumenical service at noon at St. John's Episcopal Church, and the Stations of the Cross here in the church at 4 o'clock. Then on Holy Saturday, the Easter Vigil takes place at 8 o'clock here in the church. The Easter Vigil is the celebration of the Lord's resurrection, and it is also that time at which we invite, in which the elect are baptized, are confirmed, and receive Eucharist for the new time. For the first time, we bring these new members into the church. Saturday, there is morning prayer again at 8 o'clock, and a graveside service at Holyrood Cemetery at 11:30. And then on Easter Sunday itself, 7:30 Mass here, the 9:30 and 11:30 Masses here in the church, in the hall, and up at the Nolan Center at Visitation, and finally a 1:15 Mass here in the church. No 5:30 Masses on Easter Sunday. There is a lot going on, and I know that everyone leads busy lives, but of any week of the year, this is the week that you should try and slow down just a bit. Try to come to one or two of these liturgies, and let's say this Lent hasn't been as perfect as you hoped, and you're thinking, well, I could do better next year, and then I'll do all this. Forget. Come to the liturgies. Let the liturgies wash over you. Let the liturgies instruct you. During Lent, we try and do things on our own. That's not what happens during Holy Week. In Holy Week, we give ourselves over to the mysteries of our salvation. There are many options for you here. Please think about attending one or two of them, right? And maybe, just maybe, no matter what your Lent has been like, maybe Holy Week will allow you to answer that question. Remember the question we heard in the hall before we processed to Jerusalem here? It's what the people in the Jerusalem asked of Jesus' followers. They said, "Who is this? Who is this?" After Holy Week, we should be able to answer that question a little better about who is this Jesus. And related to that, we should be able to answer the question about who we are, or maybe better, who should we become? Come to Holy Week and find out who this is.